Hey, Nick, welcome to Cleveland. We've seen a lot of your highlights. What running back would you compare yourself to?
That's a tough question. I'm definitely a bigger back, definitely more powerful. So if I had to choose, maybe like a Frank Gore, somebody in that area.
Hey, Nick, obviously you've been through a lot. Could you just kind of go through, I think it was 2015, you had that knee injury and the way you were able to bounce back and, be the prolific runner that you've been?
Yeah, definitely been through a lot of adversity. What they call it. That's probably the biggest thing I've had to go through my entire life. Kind of tearing everything in my knee and having to just fight back and push myself to get back to where I was at, without my family, friends, my close support I've had. It would have been tough getting back, but thankfully everything worked out for me.
Hey, Nick, can you talk about exactly how that injury happened and what went wrong inside the knee and how long the rehab was?
Yeah, so I just ended up tearing everything in my left knee besides my ACL. So definitely a lot went into it. Definitely a lot of tough times. And it was just hard, just to rehab. Definitely hardest thing I've ever been through from a physical standpoint of just trying to get my knee back to where it was at, trying to bend it, trying to walk again, and having to actually run and cut on it again. It was definitely a tough time, but just I had a really good trainer in Georgia, Ryan Corson. He helped me out, big time, just stayed on, made sure I was working, continue to push me and motivate me until I got back to where I am.
Nick, you end up having a 1,000-yard season once you got back on your feet. But was it just last year where you kind of felt like your old self again?
Yeah, definitely. No, the year right after 2016 season, yeah. I mean, I just didn't feel myself. I was able to move around a little bit and just run, but I just tell something wasn't right. Even though I felt like I was back, this last season I could tell that I wasn't back when I thought I was. I'm just now, last season, just not getting back to where I was at. So I feel 10 times better, feel 100%. At this point, things are feeling really good.
You had surgery, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And did you ever think that, that was going to be the end of your career? And what kept you going?
Well, I never dealt with injuries, so I wasn't really sure what to expect. Just talking to, Ryan Corson, he kind of told me that I would be able to get back to where I was at. I trust him a lot, and I trust his word, and, he got me back to where I was. So I'm very thankful for him and his staff and everyone supporting and helping out.
Hey, Nick, your teammates with Baker Mayfield now. I was just curious, you guys beat him in the semifinals. What were your impressions of him, and what is it like to be his teammate now?
Oh, yeah, he's an outstanding player. He's able to make throws that he's just not supposed to make. And, you can tell he's a very, fierce competitor, which I love about him. I remember scouting him the week before we played him, and I'm on offense. So, if I'm hearing about how good a player he is, you can tell he's definitely a threat. That's been Coach Smart just saying, coming to the offense, telling us we need to score points because it's going to be hard stopping a guy like him. And, now I'm just happy that we're on the same team.
I was just wondering, as playing against him, the sideline, I remember him running along the sideline, just exciting his own teammates, and he's very demonstrative. And can you like a guy if he's on the other team like that? Or what were your feelings? Did he go overboard at all?
No, he's doing, his fans love that. He's definitely the face of that team, when he does that, they get all the momentum and the fans get involved. It just helps the team out. He just kind of keeps spirit up. So, I love that about him, that, he brings that with him, all the energy and the intensity. So, if he can do the same thing for the team we're on, we'll be in good shape and definitely be a good look for everybody.
What do you know about Duke Johnson and Carlos Hyde, and how eager are you to work with those guys?
Yeah, I'm very, just kind of going there. Those guys have been in the league for some years, so going there and just learn from them. I remember just always watching them, just always been a fan of theirs. Can't wait to get to know them more and, play beside them and just learn from them.
Browns offensive coordinator Todd Haley worked in Pittsburgh with Le'Veon Bell. How excited are you to play in Haley's system here?
Yeah, I'm very excited. You know, obviously, you can tell he loves to run the ball, and that's what I think I do best, in running the football. So I can't wait to get in the system and get comfortable and learn everything and, you know, get to playing some ball under him.